Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
You got to keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours. You won't be sorry. iHeartRadio app, Sirius XM Channel 83, and of course, Fox Sports Radio for the next 3 hours as we wrap up another NFL weekend. Week 11 is almost in the books. We got Tampa Bay and the New York Giants tonight. Rob, if you want, we can put a pair of Jordans on. I got the Buccaneers, you got the Giants. But you down with that?
Hello, is this on? Hello? Hello?
How many points do I have to give you for you to take that bet?
40 points, and I'll do it. How about that?
Yeah, you got faith in Tom Brady like always. I see.
Yes, so, we'll see against the Giants.
How are you, man? How was your weekend?
The weekend was great. I was in Sacramento, and I saw Sean from Sacramento.
You sent the pictures. He's a good guy?
Great
Looked
guy.
Looked like y'all had a great time.
Great guy, family man, got three kids, about to have a fourth, Chris. Just a nice guy, works for the state of California. You know, the conversation was cool. He was a cool guy. Too bad Mark from Sacramento couldn't join us. He had some family obligations, so that was the bummer.
Okay.
But it was good, and I was there to see. We ate at Kevin Johnson's restaurant, Fixin's.
Yes.
Soul
yes.
Food, Chris. Yes. Very, very good.
Was very it? Good. Okay. Okay.
I highly recommend it. I didn't get a free meal or anything. I highly recommend it. In fact, I paid for Sean's meal. He's such a nice guy. I picked up the tab. But anyway,
I know you went there thinking, of course, he was going to pay for you.
But. Yeah, probably. But,
you were shocked. Like when the bill came, he didn't reach for his wallet.
I was like,
okay,
what?
It's like
I guess I'm paying for it. Right. They'll be like, you know, that cheap Rob Parker came up here and I had to pay the bill. No. So it was great. I did go to the Kings game and it was the prelude.
That was the one, yes.
Where Luke Walton, right, winds up getting fired. The fans were chanting, fire Luke Walton, Chris, at the end of the game. And I guess they had done it the night before. They had played back-to-back. So that was in the works. And, of course, it happened yesterday. So it was a good weekend. It really
that
was
not franchise for, is a mess.
Yeah, not for Luke Walton. But and Alvin Gentry, again, has another NBA head coaching job.
That brother got he got 19 lives.
And he's one of the few, Chris, of, you know, brothers who've never played in the NBA, who's coaching in the NBA.
Yep, yep.
You know
and
what I mean? Like
he keeps getting shot after shot after shot.
He was with Detroit. He was with who? The Pelicans? Oh,
the Clippers, Pelicans.
He's had like four or five jobs, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Phoenix.
That's five right there, right?
That's amazing.
I think that's five.
It's amazing. Yeah, so but Alvin Gentry, good for him. He gets an opportunity. Maybe he can turn it around, but the arena, Chris, is downtown beautiful. Love it.
I haven't been to the new arena.
Yeah, it's nice.
Last one I was at was Arco, which was, you know.
In the middle of nowhere,
Rockets, but it was in the middle of nowhere. But they had a good team at that point, so it would be rocking. But, all right, let's get into it, Rob. We got Greg Jennings, our Renaissance man, Super Bowl champion, Mr. Muscles, joining us at the bottom of the hour to talk NFL. DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, is in the house. On the ones and the twos on a Magic City Monday. Super producer Rob G in the house. And on the updates, our man, Mr. Steve Gascon. All right, Rob.
Steve
let's
who?
Get into it. I'm sorry.
David,
why did I say Steve Gascon? I mixed two of them now.
Wow.
I said Steve Gascon.
Wow.
Steve DeSager. I mixed Steve Gascon is what I said.
I know, but I'm. But it's.
Oh, it is Gascon.
It is. It's David Gascon tonight. Exactly.
I'm mishearing. Like Roger Clemens misremembers.
I think he misremembers.
I misheard.
But you know what? When Roger Clemens said that, I had never heard of that word, and we looked it up.
It is a legitimate word.
It's
right?
a word, Chris. I was at ESPN.
I don't think he knew until that day.
Yeah, and we all were like, misremember. I never heard of that, right?
Right.
And then we looked it up.
So awkward.
And it was misremember.
Well, and it was a strange day. I mean, Clemens using all kind of words out of vocabulary. Sammy Sosa just amazingly just forgot how to speak English. I never seen anything like that. So, you know. All right, let's get to it, Rob. News of the day, even though we're coming off an NFL Sunday, was that LeBron James, those of you who saw his, not an altercation, but let's call it a kerfuffle in Detroit.
That's something you usually have with tea at noontime. What?
Well, I was trying to figure, was it a Donnybrook, a brouhaha?
I say brouhaha.
I think the perfect word was kerfuffle. I looked it up. Kerfuffle is a commotion.
Oh, it was more
usually caused over disagreements.
There was blood involved. That was a PS6 brawl, Chris.
But that was like, you know, that wasn't a brawl, but
no,
yeah,
but
blood was
involved. Sure. That can't be a kerfuffle, whatever you're saying, because who wants blood on their kerfuffle with tea?
All right. So anyway, if you didn't see it, if you're under a rock and didn't see it, maybe you're just watching football all day. I was watching both. But so LeBron James, the Lakers are being beaten by the Detroit Pistons. Which is in and of itself is ridiculous.
They were down by 19. It was ugly, Chris. It was ugly.
At the time, I think they were down 12, I think. But they ended up falling back down by 17, 19, whatever it was. Came back to win. But they're down 12 at the time. Lakers are shooting a free throw. Or I'm sorry, Detroit shooting a free throw. So Anthony Davis or Isaiah Stewart, the young forward, second year forward, for the Pistons, is sandwiched in between Anthony Davis and LeBron. So the free throw is shot, and LeBron, they're all three kind of battling for position. And LeBron and Isaiah Stewart's arms kind of locked. They kind of get locked in. You know, you're battling for position. And LeBron, like, basically breaks away from the lock and in the process hits Isaiah Stewart in the mouth and the eye. I think as, you know, his momentum hit, I don't know what he hit first, but he hit him in the mouth and the eye. And Isaiah Stewart goes down like Sean Porter, our friend of the show, who put up a valiant effort, but like he went down against Terrence Crawford.
Yeah, but you're not saying like he was janking it. I mean, he got hit. He wasn't
No. I mean, like Sean Porter went that legitimate knockdown. And he's down. LeBron goes over like, yo, I didn't mean it. I'm sorry. What's you all right? Blah, blah, blah. And they get face to face. And, you know, they're kind of, I guess LeBron's apologizing, explaining himself. And Isaiah's kind of upset. And Rob, blood was starting. If you look at starting to come out of his mouth. And then it started coming out of his eye. And I think when he saw the blood, he went berserk.
I think that's a natural reaction.
What he did?
With blood?
All that he did?
With the blood. I'm talking about once the blood starts and you
got to go crazy?
You realize, well, I'm just, I think in that situation, that was a weird, I've seen guys unbreak from being locked arms on a rebound, but I've never seen anybody get hit like that. I've never seen that.
So let me finish explaining it, then you can go ahead and give your... So basically, both players, you probably saw it, but once Stewart saw the blood, he went after LeBron. Like, I haven't seen somebody go after a player on an NBA court. Now, I was there. Rob, you remember Marcus Camby, Martin Luther King Day, runs across the court to throw a punch at Danny Ferry, who was on the sidelines. And Jeff Van Gundy tackles Camby.
Right.
I was right there on press row, 2 feet away. And so I've seen that, but Isaiah Stewart, what was unique to me about the way he went after LeBron is that he did it for what, 5 minutes? Like there were 5-6 people holding him back, and he acted calm, and then they let him go, and he starts going at him again. Then he runs around the court to try to get him. Then he goes through the tunnel to try to come out the other side to get to the Lakers bench. It was nuts. So anyway, both players were ejected, LeBron and Stewart. And today the news comes down. LeBron James suspended for 1 game. Isaiah Stewart suspended for 2. Rob, your reaction.
I think both should have been suspended for 2 games. I think they could have looked at it. Sure, did Isaiah go a little bit? When somebody's bleeding and they get hit in the face and eye in a circumstance like that, people are apt to react to it. You know, I mean, it wasn't like he was throwing chairs or, you know, anything like that. That was, right. Or ran into the, you know, like did
he
something
ran into
like
the
that.
Tunnel.
Right. But he didn't run into the stands or cause any thing there. No, thank God. And you don't want to have that. LeBron, I give the league credit. LeBron's going for his only visit to Madison Square Garden, and he ain't playing.
That's
didn't.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, it is a bummer, but they didn't do kid gloves to say LeBron. Right. LeBron, there was a little excess there. You know, Chris, like I said, I get it. Your arms are locked. You're trying to, but he hit him. You know, even if he didn't really mean to.
Do you think he intended to
hit him? I can't say.
We don't know, of course. But
exactly.
I'm
so I'm not even going to sit here and act like, oh, yeah, LeBron meant to hit him. No, I can't say that.
Okay.
And be keeping it real. You know what I mean? I don't know what his intentions. But whatever it was, I think he was, whatever it was, he was going to do it hard. And it just so happened. Do you know what I mean, Chris?
No, like, I think he meant to, like, yo, get off me. You know what I mean?
But hard, like, right.
Right. But, like, I don't think he was trying to hit him.
Because he could have let his arms down limp if he really wanted to unclench. You know what I'm saying? But that wasn't his intent. Was like, it was forceful. And then he happened to connect in the eye and the face. And I think that's why the league felt it was just, I think it would have been, the league would have been trashed if it was just Isaiah Stewart, you know, like if he was the only one who got suspended. I get it. They probably are saying from, you know, not calming down and running around or whatever, they gave him an extra game, but I think it should have been 2-2.
I didn't think LeBron deserved a game because I didn't think, and you're right, nobody knows except LeBron, to be honest. And we probably will never know what exactly he was thinking. But I thought he was pulling away, as you said, from the arm lock. Now, he did it forcefully, to your point. Like, I mean, he wanted, like, yo, get off me, like that thing.
I think that's why, Chris, yeah.
Right, and he hit him. I don't think he meant to hit him like that. And here's why, right? One, LeBron, 19 years in the league, you know this, never had a reputation, not even a hint of being a dirty player. Not even, and you know, Rob, from covering the league, we know you hear about players that people think are dirty. Chris Paul, John Stockton, Draymond Green. Like, it gets around that players that people feel are dirty.
There's no
doubt.
And
LeBron's never had that type of reputation. I don't think he's going to start that in his 19th year. And the second thing is that the way he went over there to, you know, like, kind of went over there to see, like, yo, you all right? Like, and I don't know exactly what they were saying when they were face-to-face, but I'm assuming it was like, yo, I didn't mean it, you good, you know. And I think if you do it on purpose, if you throw a blow like that on purpose, Rob, you're ready for whatever comes after. Like, you got to be. And so I think you go over like, what? Like, I told you, stop bumping me, man. Like, man, you've been hitting me all game. I told you about that. Something like that. And LeBron didn't do so. That's my opinion.
I'm not killing
the league for 1 game. It's fine. I did think Stewart deserved more, though. I said on TV I thought he should get 2 at least. And I think, Rob, and you look, I think you're downplaying Stewart a little. You may think I'm downplaying LeBron. I think what Stewart did, the league has to send a message to him and everyone else that we cannot have this. Fortunately, it didn't escalate, but it wasn't because of him. He tried his darndest to escalate that thing. And had he gotten to LeBron and it became a fight, Anthony Davis said, we're not letting anybody get to our brother like that. It would have been both teams going at it, and potentially, I hate to even bring it up, but potentially fans are that close to the court, who knows what could have happened. So I just think you got to send a message like, yo, no way, even though you didn't get to him, thankfully, you can't even come close to doing what you did.
Yeah, I don't think that a 2-game suspension in that was that hammer by the league.
No, it doesn't. I agree.
Because if you would have told me that, it would have been a week or 10 days saying you can't do that. And so I just think the league understood partially, Chris, that he was hit very hard. And whenever somebody draws blood from you, you can't ignore it. If there was
no blood, go crazy.
No, but if there was
like
no
you
blood,
saw his reaction.
Yeah, I got it. But
I mean,
I got,
that was a little too far.
Well, I don't know.
I get blood, and I get you being upset. But did you see him running through?
Yes.
He ran through about 7 people like he was freaking Derrick Henry.
Yeah, I thought that was the somebody. Yeah, running with a line in front of him because he was getting to the first down marker.
Right?
There's no doubt.
Those are coaches getting run over.
All right, let's do this. 877-99 on Fox.
877-996-6369. What do you think about the suspension? Was it justified for LeBron and Stewart? And do you think it was a dirty play by the King? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, you're tuned into The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, one place to go. It's called AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, that's where you go. AutoZone. Your battery solution and the number one battery destination in these United States of America. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on LeBron v. Stewart.
All right, let's kick it off with Marty in Kentucky. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio on this Magic City Monday. What's up, Marty?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Marty?
What's up, Chris? I got to admit, I'm a little jealous of Sean in Sacramento, my brother of another color over there. I love that guy, but I'm a little jealous. He got to sit down with Rob. But, Rob, if you're ever in, you know, Cincinnati, Nashville, you know, hit me up.
All right.
And I'll pay the tab, bud. Okay. I'll pay the
tab. Marty, you couldn't believe I paid the tab, could you?
No, I can believe it, man. You sent my boys from Jordan's, and I owe you some wings anyway. So if you ever in the area, I'll pay the tab.
All right, we'll do that. In Cincinnati next summer, I'll be there for a Reds game. You'll come meet me up
there.
All right.
That sounds good. I hope it's Reds-Yankees. But anyway, as far as LeBron goes, I would be considered a LeBron hater by most LeBron fans. I get online and argue, you know, the fact that Jordan's the GOAT and LeBron is not pretty often. I'm not a big LeBron fan. But when I watch this, I've seen LeBron act before. I've seen his version of Space Jam, and I've seen all his flops, and I've seen him fake. I've seen him act. And he's not that good of an actor. And that reaction when he elbowed him, to me, looked genuine. It didn't look like acting.
Right.
I think it was an accident.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So you don't think he deserved any suspension, Marty?
I think that the league did the right thing by just giving him a game. Just just for the image of everything.
It wouldn't have looked right. It wouldn't have looked right. I agree with that, Marty.
Yeah. Well, and that's why, yeah, I'm not going to kill the league for doing it because I get that. This is the thing, and you guys know this, it's just life. He's LeBron James, and he's Isaiah Stewart. They could have done it. Now, for a day or two, people would, the league, they did this, LeBron James, blah, blah, blah. But it would have died down. And, Rob, you know this, special players they get special treatment.
Yeah,
so
but
they
would have
done it, and it would have been fine.
I think the blood made a difference. I really do. I think it would have been hard for the league to do that. How about Tim in Georgia? You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tim?
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Doing good,
brother.
Buddy.
How are you?
Good. I'm going to play a little devil's advocate here, right? Just bear with me a second. So we know LeBron is very passive-aggressive, right? So think about this. They had just lost to Milwaukee. They lost to Boston. And maybe at the time it looked like they could possibly lose to Detroit. You don't think there may have been some frustration there, man, that he might have been thinking, you know, we're about to lose to the Detroit Pistons, man, and I'm kind of fed up with where everybody, this team is playing, we're losing, we're not playing. Could have been some frustration there, man, that he could have had a little bit intent in there. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I don't know if he was thinking it out, but he definitely was frustrated because that wasn't normal, I think he wanted to
pull away with force.
Right, but that was just weird. I've just never seen anybody hit somebody in the face doing that. And that, Chris,
I've seen stuff like that, but it doesn't end up being blood. You know what I mean? Maybe it's not as hard, or you don't catch them in the right spot. But
it's got to be the right spot to get blood out of your eye, too.
Yeah,
let's get one more.
To cut him like that. You're right.
Right, Peter in Honolulu. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Peter?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Doing good,
man. How are you?
You know, reading about it, because all of the video didn't show, that I saw, didn't show the exact thing. But reading about it, it was Stewart got a loose ball foul, and LeBron had a flagrant 2 dead ball foul. Okay? He had a dead ball flagrant 2. So I'm wondering how he got cut above the eye and his mouth. So that's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at he's bleeding from his mouth, which is, okay, I got an elbow in the mouth. I'm going to get bloody. It's
and his eye.
Come on, no blood, no foul, whatever. But I'm leaking from my eye, and I'm hot now because that stitches.
I'm leaking from my eye. Stitches.
You know what I mean? And so
he got 5
he's
going
to be mad. But the dead ball flagrant, too, shouldn't that's an automatic, right?
It's an automatic ejection. It's an automatic ejection.
Right.
Not necessarily a suspension for the next game. See, that was my thing. I thought, being that my opinion, and I get it, the refs aren't into what your intent was. They just got to go by what happened. But my thought was, being that I felt it was unintentional, him being ejected and out for the rest of the game was enough, was big. But, you know, like I said,
yeah.
And also for the league,
again, I will give the league credit. They could have looked at the schedule. They know the Lakers are playing at Madison Square Garden. I mean, seriously.
That's a big game, and it's on national TV.
Yep. It diminishes
tomorrow.
The game somewhat. You know what I mean? And
yep.
And they still took it on the – they took the L and said, you know, like – because, Chris, you know, like perception becomes reality. And I think that they didn't want to be like, LeBron just bloodied this guy's face, mouth, and eye. Nothing happened to him because the Lakers are playing the Knicks on national TV and they don't want to. Do you know what I mean? Like,
no, yeah.
I think that plays into it.
Look, it's fine. I mean, if they had given Stewart 10 games and LeBron 5 or both of them 5, then you're taking him out for 5 games, you know, but. Yeah, one game, it's fine. We got Greg Jennings, Super Bowl champ, joining us next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Greg Jennings.
That's right. It's our Super Bowl champion, Fox Sports NFL analyst, Mr. Universe in the making, all-around renaissance man, Mr. Greg Jennings. What's up, man?
What's up, Greg?
What's happening? Hey, I am Mr. Universe, man. I'm not in the making anymore.
I'm confused. So you did win Mr. Universe.
I won Mr. Universe. I lost the Natural Olympian.
Okay. My bad. Mr. Universe. That's
Greg. With all those muscles, if LeBron would have bloodied your mouth and eye, what would have happened? I want to know from you.
I would have went crazy. No, I wouldn't have done that, man. I mean,
that was all. That was too far.
I would have confronted him, but he definitely went too far. And I mean, I love it when NBA players act like they're really going to get in a scuffle, because if you really want to fight somebody, they're not going to be able to hold you back.
No, but here's the thing. I always say on the NBA court, I could challenge Shaq, because it ain't going nowhere. We ain't going to be able to fight.
Gonna,
you know what I mean? Like, yeah, they're going to stop
they're
it.
They're going to stop it before it ever even gets to the point where somebody starts swinging.
Exactly. All right, let's get to the NFL. Cleveland beats Detroit, but it was ugly. Where are you at on Baker Mayfield? I mean, he obviously had a bad game. He's playing through a lot of injuries. He was in a mood after the game, got booed by the fans. Like, where are you at on him right now with the Cleveland Browns?
Yeah, I think he's done. I think this was his best. Yeah, as far as being a starting quarterback option for 31 other teams and trying to get that long-term deal, I think his best option was right there in front of him at home in Cleveland. And I just don't think he's showing up and showing enough of what it takes to be labeled as that franchise guy after that rookie deal. So for me, I look at their production and how they're built. You can put another quarterback under center and still be a run-first team. You can still have the type of production that Baker Mayfield is getting at quarterback without having to pay Baker Mayfield the amount of money that you're potentially going to have to pay him or that he's potentially going to even ask for. So I think when I say done, I mean done as far as Cleveland – signing off and saying, you know what, you're our guy. I don't think that's going to happen to
anybody. Wow. Okay. Let me ask you this. Before the season started, I thought Seattle was done and finished too, like the beginning of the end with that team. And Pete Carroll yesterday, another frustrating loss. What's going on there? Is that over there? And, you know, can they regroup and redo something or no?
I think it's over. It's over because, personally, I think the way that the relationship is with Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll, I think it's been fractured. I think it obviously was shown that it was fractured. And Russell Wilson, just being the nice guy that he is, he wasn't going to completely jump off ship. He was going to rock the boat, cause a little turbulence, but he wasn't going to completely distance himself or separate himself from what they were going to try to accomplish, which is win to get into the playoffs and try to play for a Super Bowl. With that being said, that team is not built the way that Pete Carroll has established and been able to be successful as a head coach in the National Football League. They're trying to win games offensively when they've always been a defensive minded team first, and that's where they've lost touch with his identity to his team. And I just don't think they got the personnel to do it. They spent money in areas where they thought it was going to improve them, and it hasn't. And so I think I'm with you, Rob. They're done.
Yeah, I am. I really believe that. Let me ask you quickly, Chris. I want to jump in again about Buffalo and where the Bills are. Like team, good teams have bad games. And we saw early in the year Buffalo look like a well-oiled machine, but they're nothing but crazy, unbelievable losses, you know, recently. What's happened to them?
I think Buffalo they have the case of feeling themselves a little bit. Anytime a team has been talked about when they haven't really won anything, this was a team that we all talked about, their quarterback, their team, their defense, all these things, all these values that we raised them to, and they hadn't won anything. yes, AFC championship game that they got to it, but they didn't do any. They didn't win it. And so when you come in and you are now already looked upon as a team that is going to, you're a Super Bowl contending team. No one in the NFL that's competing against you fear you like we're talking about you. And so you're getting teams that don't care what they did last year. Do it again. Prove to me that you are what you were last year and better. And they just haven't been able to do it. And I think complacency sets in. You get a little sense of entitlement, like where wins are not easy. And I think teams sometimes take for granted how challenging wins are to come by. And that hunger, once you lose a little bit of that hunger, it's different. Everybody's not on the same hunger level. They're not panting. They're not thirsty. They're not salivating the same. It's a little different once you tasted a little form of success.
Greg, we've seen all the top contenders in the AFC have bad games, and some of them horrible games. Who's the best team in the AFC, in your opinion?
Man, it saddens me because on Wednesday, I'm going to have to talk about this with yourself and Nick Wright.
I agree with you, though, right? I know what you're about to say. It's almost by default, right?
It is.
Your reaction is by default. I mean, you didn't.
No,
even
it's by default because nobody else in AFC seems to want it.
Exactly. And this was an opportunity for somebody to take hold of the baton and say, "Nope, I'm running with it." And you gave it up. We're gone. Right. But they gave Kansas City life, and they allowed Patrick Mahomes to get back into his way of doing things. They allowed even that defense an opportunity to find their sense of urgency all over again. And now it's like, did the bear get awakened too soon? And I think it has.
Hey, real quick, I know we got to run. Thanksgiving, is that the worst holiday for you? And what do you eat? Can you eat yams? Do you go crazy on Thanksgiving or not?
Right, that's a good question, Rob. I got to hear this.
I can eat. It's not the worst Thanksgiving.
We know you can eat. We know you can eat. What can you eat? Nuts and grass?
Yeah. What are you eating?
And I will eat. I will eat. So this is how I do it.
Eat what?
No, I'm going to eat turkey. I'm going to eat dressing. I'm going to eat whatever is in front of me. I'm eating
it.
Okay. I'm going to eat it all.
And sweet potato pie.
Absolutely. If we have yams, that's what I'm eating. And so the reason why I say that is I eat five meals a day. So nothing will change. Those four meals out of my five will always be consistent. That one meal, I will have Thanksgiving dinner with everybody else. Nice. Just like you would have it. If you invited me over, I would eat what you put before me.
All right.
Be honest, you gonna follow it up with a 5-day fast?
No, not at all. I don't fast. I don't do intermittent fasting. No, I'm gonna get right back. I'm in bulking stage now. So you see me now, I'm already 208, 210.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Hey, all right. Happy Thanksgiving, Greg.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving, Brad.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys too. Take care.
All right, man. Peace. All right. It is one of the worst contracts handed down in NFL history.
What? Oh, NFL. I thought you meant radio. I thought you were talking about us. Go ahead.
We'll get into that next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. It is the iCouple. I'm Chris, he's Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. All right, Rob Parker, here it is. Taysom Hill, the do everything. I'm getting ahead of myself. Yeah. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
That's right, and it is not. Shekel City is not yet sponsored by Caesar Sportsbook, but it will be. All right, Chris, here we go. Tonight, Monday Night Football, Giants. I'm taking Giants plus 11. I got the Bucks winning by 10, Giants cover. I don't know. I've seen the Giants on some big national games, and for whatever reason, they play close. You remember they played Kansas City in Kansas City and lost 20-17?
Right.
I'm expecting something like that. All right. The Magic. Magic plus 13.5. I'm going with the Magic.
Who they playing?
They're playing Milwaukee tonight. 13.5 is the spread. I'm going to take Orlando. And the Kings, with their new coach, Alvin Gentry, their favorite against Philadelphia tonight, -3.5. You know, Chris, sometimes you get a new coach, everybody balls out for a game or two, right, trying to impress them. I'm going to take
sometimes
the Kings.
Longer.
Right, -3.5 in that contest. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on.
Thank God.
Just telling you who I bet on.
All right, I'm going to leave that alone.
Yeah, leave it all alone. Right. Can we leave it alone this week? It's a holiday week. Can I have something this week?
Yes, I'm going to let you enjoy it.
I ain't paying for that.
Yes.
All right,
I paid
Rob.
For dinner in Sacramento. I'm paying.
Here's the news. Taysom Hill gets a four-year contract extension, Rob. And here it is. It pays him between $40 million up to potentially $95 million. Based on what position he plays. Now, it's $22.5 million guaranteed, Rob. And so he's got at least that. He's 31 years old. We know he's just a jack of all trades, right? We think of him as a quarterback, but he really does it all. And here's my thing. This is my issue with it. How in the world is Taysom Hill getting this contract at 31 years old? That's up there. I mean, I don't know that he's Tom Brady, especially the way he plays, right?
And at this age, he's not developing in anything at 31.
Is he getting better?
No,
right.
No.
You're not getting better at 31.
And like
you said, you're not showing us something you haven't done. It's one thing, maybe a quarterback, Rob, who's been starting for years, maybe gets better at that age. But you're not just about to take over a new position or emerge as something
we've
never seen.
Right.
Right. And that's my thing. Like, and I actually like Taysom Hill. Last year when he started, I was excited about watching those games. And I thought when Jameis Winston went down, he would be the starter. And I wanted to see what he could do. They're starting Trevor Siemian.
They still won't start him. And that
right.
should tell you all you need to know, Chris, 100%, that even Sean Payton, the offensive guru and all that, doesn't believe that he could be a starting quarterback. It's just, it's mind-boggling to spend that money. I'm sorry. Taysom Hill, and I get it. There's some tricks that they got to play with the books or whatever. Otherwise, they're dead money. Is that the implication or whatever?
Yeah,
Chris,
$8 million dead money. But
still,
you're giving him 22 and a half
just giving
guarantee.
You're giving away $22 million
right.
for what?
22
right. to save eight? How? How is that good math? I went to Columbia. What is that?
No, it doesn't make sense. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, Rob. It just is mind-boggling to your point. And he's also, Rob, he's 31 years old. We know how he plays. He's like a bowling ball. You know, so he's taking a lot of shots. And he doesn't stay healthy, too. He's been injured a bit, you know? And
yeah,
so it's unbelievable. It is unbelievable.
Yeah, doesn't make sense. Just giving away money, free money.
Last game he played against Tennessee, he had 3 rushes, 23 yards, and he caught 1 pass for 15 yards, and he threw 2 passes.
What a
payday. Completed them both. That's it. That's what you're doing. Without the starting quarterback there, what you going to do when he's there? It's unbelievable. All right, keep it locked. We got 2 hours left. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.